know you. First time I laid eyes, we had jokes up. Days we hypnotized by all your wonder. I never seen no other. A fool would notice that you're the moon amongst the stars. Perfection just for me to adore. So baby, I hope I ain't asking for too much, but I'm wishing for more. 'Cause all that I want is your love. I just want your love. You give me all I want for. So many reasons to adore.
Wow. Back.
Guys, spring semester, feeling like winter, snowstorm incoming tomorrow, but like
snow day,
we have a snow day tomorrow. And okay, so this is Sadie and Elsa, and you are listening to Brain Dead 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And guess what? Today, we are joined by the most. I don't even know how to intro them. They're just, like, so amazing. Like,
two of our best friends, two bestest, of our teammates.
Like, literally,
music,
like,
lovers.
Music lovers, clothing lovers, everything. Craft lovers, just, like, the most incredible.
Just lovers.
Just, like, lovers for, like, all the vibes. So, like, when we thought about having guests, which we've never had before here on Brain
Dead. No, this is, we're setting milestones for our show right
now. Yeah, I think this semester might be a good
I know
set of
we might go
guests
in some
but right now
amazing creative
oh
routes.
Yeah, so we will introduce would you like to introduce yourselves
guys.
Oh, don't be shy.
What's up, everyone? This is Lucy. I'm Lucy. So excited to be here, and this is my really good friend
Weege. I already know people are like, or at least, like, my mom's probably, like, freaking out. Like,
Weege!
My mom's also
freaking out. Oh, gosh. Like, just hearing your voice. Like, we think we're going to talk a lot on this show.
I know. We're
going
to have to,
kind of exciting.
Try and
guys, we're
hold ourselves back.
No, we are chatters, but we're also, like, big music lovers. So.
Yeah.
Want to tell them a little something about yourselves? Intro, your age, what are you studying?
The fear on your guys' faces.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. What's up, everyone? My name's Lucy. Fun fact about me is my nickname is Goose because
Goose.
Lucy Goosey. Guys, everyone's staring at me right now. I'm a little bit nervous to be online.
You also
right
probably
now
are getting a lot of texts because like this is what happens when
this
you're on the
so
show.
Funny.
Like people are just like texting. Yeah,
for sure. My mom is texting right now. Shout out, mom. That's what I'm saying.
Shout out, mom too. She's also texting me right now. I would like to say one brief thing. So I've been a long time fan of this show.
Both of you have.
Both of us have. I love this show. Super long time fan. And they always say like don't meet your heroes, but guys, I'm telling you, it's so worth it. Like sitting here with Elsa and Sadie, I'm like, holy moly.
Stop. Holy moly.
It's insane.
It's reciprocated.
Amazing. Should we hop in or what?
Let's like
what
jump
do we
into
have
things.
Next?
We played it to start But You, Ninth Wonder. And then we played The Place That Makes
Me Happy by The Moss, who we saw in concert with Weege.
We'll get into all of that.
Ugh,
Ordinary Pleasure, Tori Imoy. And we're about to keep the vibes up.
What do we have?
Neil Francis.
Neil Francis. We'll be back. Don't miss us too much, all right?
Yeah, we could talk for hours.
We literally could talk for hours. This is going to fly by. Good.
I keep walking forward, hoping you'll follow. But I never know if you're there by my tomorrow. And somehow we go round, round, carousel living. And somewhere I'm in my shell, behind it and with. I'm just excited to get home.
dream about you all night long. I don't know how you got through to me.
I'm so cold.
It's all happening so easily.
Like, oh my God.
It's so hard to digest. Usually I'm best alone. But every time that you text, I want to get on the next flight home and dream next to you all night long. Maybe it's the way you remind me of
where I come from,
or how you make me feel beautiful. Of you is dramatic. One glimpse and I panic inside. I get lost in our hours, 'cause you possess powers I can't fight. That's why I dream about you all night long. All night.
All right, that was our current favorite song. Elsa and I will bump song. And guess who that's by? It's Adele. It's literally Adele, which is like was surprising to us. I don't know if it's gonna be. Yeah.
No, I mean, you would have never thought that.
Never thought. It's such a vibe.
I'm like really liking.
I'm
Adele
really
recently.
Liking. We like sit there and we're like,
Adele
I'm
era.
So cool.
I'm so cool. We and Sadie and I will also be like getting into bed and. One of us will start singing that song.
Things to do. I do too.
And it's literally just replays. It's really
it's so good.
We're going to bed, falling asleep, head on the pillow.
And we're like,
I do too. Yeah. Anyways.
I feel like, everybody's sleeping on Adele, but you guys are really bringing her from the underground.
Yeah,
to the
mainstream. She's so underground.
Nobody had heard about Adele. Nobody knows Adele. It's crazy.
She's got pipes, man. I mean, I'll be the first to say it.
Yeah, she really, really does.
Yeah, she can sing. Yeah, and games before I said that. But, yeah, Adele, yeah, she's pretty wonderful. Should we just keep going?
I don't know. I feel like we got... Lucy has something to say.
I was just going to say, what do we got next?
What do we got next?
Okay.
Steam, Shelly.
But it's like Steam.
Steam.
This Shelly. Is the old Claro, you guys.
Yeah,
old
this
Claro.
Is the old Claro.
Legit stuff right here.
See... Yeah, no, this is good stuff.
How about we play that, and then we'll come back with a question
of
the day.
For our guest.
Question of the day.
Elsa's got good, she's
usually
good.
I can think of something good. Sometimes Sadie will pull me. Oh, yeah, Weege, you got something.
What's up, Weege?
All good, guys, keep going.
Okay. No, Weege, you were, like, creeping up to the mic, like, her little nose up
I'm,
like a
I'm,
dog.
Like, liking, like, watching you guys. Everyone just hears our voices, but... I'm laughing because I'm like watching you guys like what do I say? What do I say?
But you guys are like the best talkers and like some of the best.
I know.
People.
Don't get nervous.
So, like, don't get nervous. Act like you're speaking to no
guys,
one.
They're both staring into my soul right now. And I am like gonna stutter
are,
up
like,
in here.
Up with our mics and we're
know,
like,
we're like yo, what up?
Yeah, you know, we're just such radio pros. Clearly.
Okay. So okay. We'll keep going.
Let's keep going.
Steam.
Bye, Shelly. Thank you. I have some. All right, so
we had a full panic. Like, I always like forget that the song's ending, and then we're gonna have to talk.
We're so into the music. We're just like out here. We're like dancing, chatting it up, and then like we're all like, oh, Elsa, the song's ending. Elsa, and like you know the role, no dead air.
No dead air.
My
so
favorite,
stall for me while I think of a.
I have a question. Actually, surprisingly, I'm going
with
pulling through. Collectively, the four of us have all been to many concerts together with. Different
combinations.
Yes. I know we've been to Remy Wolf, Weege and I have been to Daniel Caesar, we went to the Moss, we went to Outside Lands.
So TV, Lucy and I went to Joy.
TV Girl.
We've like, it's been a lot, and so this is like the OG core
squad. Should we explain real quick, before you get into that, should we explain like our group chat and like what the four of this means for the four of us?
This is big news.
There's one pro fan, we're not gonna include that. It's the group chat name is Closed Shows and
She
because we're shows. I mean we're frequent thrifters and so that's the clothes aspect as you might have guessed and then building off of that pretty much maybe once
just
or twice a day
that?
Yeah jumping off that
just jumping off that
there at least twice a day one of us will send a link to a concert that maybe none of us have even heard of but we're like oh it's sub $30
sub 30,
we should probably just do
like fun fact so like Lucy and I were in a fashion class last semester and it was from 6 to 9 p.m on Tuesdays and there were certain times like we'd be in this class learning all about fashion
it was
and
so
stuff.
Boring
it was yeah it was honestly kind of tough. I don't know if we can like say that but like it
and
was
we
tough.
Would sit there and Google concerts tonight in Boston.
There were about probably like two or three times that Lucy like actually left the class midway.
Yeah, because the class is 6 to 9. Sometimes the tickets are like they drop $20 day of, and I'm texting the group chat.
Like, everybody
who wants to go to TV Girl with me in 30 minutes.
I think I'm down. I was in my like movie screening and then my phone buzzes and I'm like, oh my god, TV Girl in 20 minutes, Elsa, I'm picking you up in 5 minutes, be out the door. And I was like, I gotta go.
Yeah, we had like a 10 minute break.
Hey, don't skip school though.
Yeah, everyone went outside and I just went to TV
it.
Girl.
I mean, it's experience.
That was awesome.
That kind of reminds me of, I had my mom, shout out mom, major shout music mom. Lover. I'll get a lot of my music from her and she rocks and I have to shout her out. But she got me two tickets to Boy Genius through like her presale. I texted the group chat. I said, guys, Boy Genius, Tuesday. Nobody could go for whatever reason. Like I've been there too, or like I had to say no to a concert, which I always regret. And then Lucy tells, what even happened, Lucy? I'm like begging my friends to come to Boy Genius, which is like, should not happen. But Lucy, you want to take over?
Yeah, so I think it was a Thursday and Friday show. And I asked to go to the Friday show. And Weege was like, I had two tickets for the Thursday show.
So many.
I'm a pound for that one.
We did like a super, super last minute trip to Daniel Caesar, Weege and I. This is like tragic. I bought tickets like 4 months prior and Elsa and I were gonna go, and then we realized we had a pretty important lacrosse thing the next day and we were like super stressed out about it, so we decided we couldn't go, and then Weege was like, Sadie, you have to come with me because she also had a ticket.
It was a free
last minute and it was like amazing. Just so many fun so many good memories.
And that same day I was like rushing, we were rushing from like a lacrosse thing. A few of the seniors had stayed back, so I was all sweaty, had no time to change though, so I literally ripped the Daniel Caesar concert, just absolutely
sweaty,
disgusting. I was in my practice uniform, and Lucy was like, you can not do that. And she fully dripped me out head to toe.
Oh, yeah.
I dragged her into my room, dripped her out, put a Dyed by Dodson hat on her, brushed her hair, put on some thrifted Dickies,
the hairbrush,
and
sent her
out the door.
And you know what?
One of my favorite outfits to date.
I'm gonna say, I remember seeing your picture, because obviously cute. We had to send a picture of you dressed up in our group chat, and I was like, God, that's such a good fit.
She's so fitted. There we go.
It's actually
hence the group chat name.
It's actually a bit ridiculous, like, how I think all three of us have so many of Lucy's clothing.
Actively wearing Lucy's clothing. Belt.
Actively,
literally.
Elsa
definitely has my belt.
So, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's so much shared, like, interest and just, like, love.
Yeah.
Also, back to my question.
Oh, sorry.
This was actually from, this was from my brother.
Wait, also, we're gonna play some music. Don't worry, guys.
No,
we're just talking for, like,
text us if you want us to actually play music instead of talk. But
yeah,
otherwise,
we'll get going in a minute. Don't worry. We got a good one.
We're chatting.
But, what is both of you? Elsa, you can also answer this, I guess.
Okay,
but
bet.
We're starting a new segment called Brain Dead Hot Takes. What is your most controversial music opinion?
Oh.
Shout out Lucas. Thank you.
Oh my God, Lucas Dodson, this is a great question. Did he send this to you?
Yeah, he did. Oh, okay,
wait.
Credit, but I can't.
I already know mine.
Okay.
The girls don't love this
Oh, no.
We do not know this one. Lucy, respectfully.
Because
guys,
my music taste is good, but I'm a Swiftie.
I have a question.
Crowd.
Maybe it's like we are the controversial ones.
We are the controversial ones. But the hate Taylor Swift train has picked up major speed recently with the whole like
Travis,
you know, with the whole rigging the Super Bowl.
Yeah, all that scene.
No comment.
But okay, that's a good one.
Okay,
honestly, another hot take. I feel like maybe we all share this. Not huge Noah Kahn.
The New Englanders
are gonna hate on us for that.
That's so controversial.
Yeah, it is.
On our team, we get a lot of hate for that.
It is.
So honestly, maybe one day my eyes will be open to him if I stay on the East Coast.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, our friends here from Massachusetts like to remind Elsa and I, you don't like him because you didn't grow up on the East Coast.
You don't understand the cold winter.
You don't understand the season of the sticks.
And I'm like, all right.
Okay,
Weez, what's yours?
I don't know. I might have to.
I know Weege's.
Oh, what?
Her number one top artist on Spotify was Morgan Wallen.
No, it wasn't.
Was it actually?
No, it's not
There's
true.
No way.
This is crazy.
That's not true.
I don't think I've ever
listened to Morgan Wallen.
My eyes are open.
No, can you just listen to me for a second?
I don't think I can see it.
He was not my first artist, my top artist. My top artist was either Dominic or Remy.
Okay.
Like, constantly. But consistently. But I don't know how he slipped into my five. I don't know. No, guys. He slipped into my top five, so it was like Dominic, like Remy Wolf, like Gene Dawson, and then Bon Iver, and then it was like Morgan Wallen. And I was like, this is
it's just
so
hey, we have
kind of
a
like
lot
how
of
Lucy's has like Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like her
Taylor
number
Swift.
One.
Wait, guys, I would say this is last thing, and then we gotta play music because you know we're here to play.
I know, I have one too.
What's yours? No, I was going in a different.
Come on,
this
Sadie.
Might be actually.
Give it to me.
This is actually kind of controversial, but I still listen to Kanye.
Oh.
Even though I do too,
like,
I just can't. I know.
It is controversial.
Wait,
like he did
we
drop,
talk about
he
it.
He dropped yeah. something, and I listened to the whole album. Didn't tell a single person. I guess I'm totally like doxing myself, but I can say I didn't think it was like good.
It's a good question. This is
you're
a good
like
question.
Yeah,
I don't
like think it's
like
oh push the mic away,
but like it's a question. Can you separate the music from the artist? That's something we can think about. We can
that's
all ponder it. Like we
that's
can
a big
we
question.
Can talk about real things on this show.
Yeah, we can talk about real things.
Okay, now Lucy wants to play the music.
Let's play
now.
Some music.
Okay,
what's
you,
the, what's
oh,
the
so
song?
You're getting bored of us. All
I think
right,
we got my girl next.
What do we have?
Yeah, it's your girl, Weech.
Your girl, Weech.
Ruby Waters.
Which is
no the other one, Remy.
Remy.
This is
Lucy,
our
C. Elsa. Yeah.
Inch. What? What
did you just say? Remy.
That was our first concert we went to together.
Shout out Hyla Shet. She's a
shout
huge
out,
Remy
yeah,
Wolf fan.
Shout out.
Okay, we're going. Bye.
Two feet. Is that a Jack Johnson song you're playing or just a riff?
Scramble, okay, scramble. Back. Put your headphones on, everybody.
We're literally so bad.
Oh, the song's playing. Sorry, the song is playing. We're jumping the gun.
Okay, real quick, before we hop in.
Elsa
and I were just chatting. That was the Moss.
The Moss.
And
so
that
good.
Was one of the most insane experiences, especially insane. That song was
It was so
ethereal.
Good. It really was.
Ethereal.
That was another one where we bought the tickets, like, or I bought the tickets, like, a day before, and we went, and I was like, that was honestly
that was yeah, that was incredible. Like,
we talked about
so
the Moss
much
before.
Fun. We did.
The For Moss, frequent listeners.
If you have the opportunity to see the Moss in concert,
go,
like,
do it.
So worth it. They are insane performers. Mm-hmm. That's all I have to say. All
right, we have another question from Maria Sharapova.
Maria Sharapova's question of the day is, what is your most cringy playlist name? And I can start because I just took a peek through mine. Freshman year of college, I was like really just wanted to make cool friends.
Oh my god.
Honestly, shout out Maria. She was my first friend at Tufts.
Yeah, shout out Maria.
Maria.
So I made this playlist and it's called F word, make me look cool. Make me look cool.
And I just would play
it around like people I thought were cool, and I was like, maybe they'll think I'm cool too if I play this music.
That's crazy.
But it's a little cringy. So.
Wait, go on.
Okay, so I have a few that are quite cringy. The one that first pops up is, you and your friends are at the climax in your movie.
No.
Wait, you and your friends are in the... What does,
like,
that even mean?
Because
can you explain,
like,
that?
Yeah,
what kind of, can
okay,
you give us
okay,
a song
I will explain.
That's on that?
So I love...
Keep it PG.
Keep it PG.
So it wasn't going to not be PG, okay. That's one thing.
Anyway, so CD.
It's like this... It's like, what if you... If there's a movie playing and, like, your friends, you are all starring in it, like, that's what would be playing at, like, the climax of the movie. In the plot. Like, it's like, oh my god.
Wait, that's
literally, like... peeking in the movie. So it's main character vibes.
Yeah, main character vibes, you're peeking, everybody's happy. That's not bad. The vibes of the playlist are incredible.
We're getting lots of questions.
I have one
now.
That is...
I'm getting texts from multiple people
It's really bad one.
Oh no.
Okay, wait, I have one that's like carpool karaoke. Yeah. Like all caps. Yeah.
Yours is carpool karaoke. Yeah.
I think I also, another bad one is, oh, Ed Sheeran. It's Ed Sheeran Radio Beats with a Z. And oh, I'm trying to like find it. Okay. It's like, John Mayer,
type your question
like
to me right
Ed
now.
Sheeran, I just like, I don't know why it had to be Ed Sheeran Radio Beats.
So a couple notes really quick. My mom just texted me buying Dad and I tickets to see the Moss next week. They are playing in San Francisco.
Oh my God. No way.
Please.
So, Hyla and Jake
represent. Take videos and send them our way.
Take videos. Maybe we'll just like zoom in to the concert with you.
I could be fine with that.
Wait, I have a funny also playlist name.
Okay, go ahead.
Alex Rosides, I know you're listening to this now, and his
boyfriend shout out.
His thing was girl in car playlist.
That's crazy.
Everything you could possibly imagine. Girl in car.
It's like Post Malone.
No, it's literally Post Malone.
Who
like,
else?
Like, what's that guy's name? The guy that died.
Mac Miller. We already got him.
Not that.
Wait, okay, we're gonna play a couple songs.
Wait, also,
we'll
what's your
again.
Playlist though?
Guys, I just like don't really want to say. Like, some of them they're like late night or like.
with
a skateboarder on the on the.
I also have one that's songs no one knows, and then if you look at it, it's like
ever.
It's like, I made it like in 2017. And it's like, I don't know, got like the most mainstream people on it.
My brother also has one called Baby Makers, which is really bad.
Sadie.
That's like, no, okay. That's like actually, wait, sorry.
Is Charlie Berg on next?
Anyway, so Charlie Berg, Lancaster Knights.
Coming at you live from Blue Wave Studios. Hey. You were smoking in the hallway the moment that you saw me stumbling up the stairs to the show. Chain link necklace, beautiful and reckless, brands like neon signs on your clothes. And I thought, who is this trendy girl I used to know? Style so of the times, I thought she jumped out of my phone. There she stood before me, drowning in a 40. That's not your drink of choice, baby. You want a vodka tonic? Oh man.
Somewhere in a dream, or was it a memory? I flash back to us. I stay here, but the townies, they throw hands. So I flee the mosh pit and I find you in the back. Dance with me now.
Are you looking for love this Valentine's Day? That's too bad. Anyway, on Friday, February 16th, Apple Jam Productions is putting on their annual Valentine's Day cover show. Come on down to the Crane Room at 8 p.m. to see some amazing Tufts musical acts. The event is for Tufts students only. Speaking of love and apples, did you know there was an old wives' tale in New England that if a young woman peeled an apple in one strip and tossed it over her shoulder, the letter it formed on the floor would be the initial of her future husband. When I tried it, my apple peel spelled out WMFO. This has been a public service message from Apple Jam Productions and WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. What's up?
Summertime under the neon lights. Buy me a six string, a booger and fries. Cruising around in your drop top bright. Call it city, live in the wintertime. Under the harvest moon. Newborn baby, my skin's so smooth. I haven't seen you and I don't care to. Rehabilitation, it's so sugary sweet. So hard to beat. Getting back up on my feet. Sweetest candy, so sugary sweet, so hard to beat. Getting back up on my feet.
I actually, that's how the song ends.
We're live, very, yeah. Very, okay.
We're talking about fading the song out, and then it just, like, stops.
Yeah, it just totally stopped.
That's a great song. It's a great
tune.
It's
a great song.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, so the four of us, so the three of the Elsa, Sadie, and Lucy are all from California, Cali girls.
True. Cali, I don't like that.
Oh.
Cali girls. Ooh,
peace sign. Yeah. I'm from Michigan, but in a way, so it's very different, but in a way so similar because.
Why? How?
In the way that it's just not the East Coast.
Yeah.
I guess.
And yeah, I just wanted to mention how we all ended up here. So okay. It's actually a funny story, and we all have the same story. No. Yes, but no.
Yes.
So we all in 2017 watched the movie Lady Bird. And when she was like, I need to get out of Sacramento and go to the East Coast.
I want to go
overseas. to a prestigious university, and we were all like, oh, this is so me. I need to go to the East Coast and experience life.
My favorite quote is, I want to go to New Hampshire where writers live in the woods. And I was like, oh my God. Same.
Wait, Mom, you're me like, too.
It's so me.
Me too.
Wow. Yeah. So
I would like
so
to,
yeah. Unconsciously, we all gravitated towards Lady Bird, and you're saying that we are Lady Bird.
We are Lady Bird because we flocked.
Lady Bird. Or we flocked. In the movie, and I believe her name is Christine.
Christine.
Yeah, but it's Lady Bird. I mean, but
Lady Bird.
Shout out Greta Gerwig if you're listening. I love your stuff. Barbie was snubbed. We all know it. But like, Lady Bird rocked. Frances Ha.
You're kind of killing me. You're kind of killing me. No, like in a great way. No, I'm not giving you the signal of like cut it. I'm saying like keep it going. Like I like your creativity. Where could you go?
Yeah, I actually just watched that movie, Lady Bird. I don't know when, but sometime.
Wait, I rewatched it again too.
Really good.
It's so
good. I liked it a lot.
It's a great film.
God, I felt that though.
It's a really
Mom,
solid.
I need to
and
get
look,
out.
All the Christines are in one room right now.
All of them. We're all here. In 2017, we watched that movie. Here we go.
Wait, okay, this is
also
like
10 minutes
okay,
left.
While we're on this the
subject of movies, I also watched Whiplash, which I talked to these guys a lot. And that movie, I was like, you know what?
No, that...
I think I probably should be a jazz musician and give up this whole lacrosse thing. And I almost did. I was so close, and we all know it.
Can I share a fun fact?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so Weege, her saxophone is actually about to be delivered to the East Coast right now. And Lucy, you can't mouth things at me because I can't hear you. Lucy's like trying to get my attention, like mouthing things at me. Like, I'm sorry, I'm speaking 1 second.
I low-key have a lot to say, but we just hogging the microphone.
Lucy, you come to my mic. It's
okay.
Lucy was saying
all this stuff about, like, oh my gosh, I don't want to talk. I'm like so nervous, whatever. I was all right,
like 50
step aside.
Ago.
I'll freaking grab the mic.
We just fucking.
I'll take a
we just two we hands might, on
okay,
the mic.
I'm sorry, I'm a pop.
We make a 2 hour show next
wait,
time.
Okay, wait. So, as I was saying, we just saxophone is being delivered to the East Coast as we speak.
That's a lot.
I don't know incredible. As we speak, but it's being delivered. Hold on, and then I'm gonna share a fun fact about you. So don't even worry. She was ready. So we just gonna be actually performing. Hopefully, I think so.
Yeah.
And we're gonna get the whole team there and the whole crowd. But she's basically gonna be a jazz musician for a little bit.
Yeah,
for some context,
my uncle out here is in a band and plays gigs pretty often. He was basically like, you have to hop in. So he brought my saxophone back from Michigan. I played some charts with him last week.
I get so excited. I'm like, secret super fan.
Yeah.
Hero.
Not
she's
secret.
Your hero.
She's my hero. She so is my hero.
Yes.
And also a fellow jazz Lucy, take it away. What's your instrument of choice?
Lucy's like texting.
No.
Lucy's instrument of choice.
Okay, I play the cello, and this is super top secret information, but Weege and I might be hitting a duet soon.
No way.
And we've been talking about it for so long, and we've been holding it in, trying not to tell people we're about to do.
Do you guys do live music here? We can hook it up.
I think we could just have you guys
brain dead
music right on the
mic. Weege and Lucy duet. Sax X the cello.
That'd be pretty awesome.
And let's get Elsa's drum set.
Yeah, I'll just like drum in the background.
I think the duet is probably good, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I actually didn't
wait,
want
right
it.
Right now, the options are Les Mis or La La Land. So, whatever
like La
fits
La
that
Land.
Vibe. La La Land?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
we'll
I
work
feel
on
like
it.
That's more, like, yeah, okay, cool.
Les Mis is so hype, though. Yeah, let's pop it in
next
the next
show. We gotta hit another tune. Yeah.
And then, first.
Wait, no,
actually,
no,
we're
no,
not
no,
signing
we got
off
time,
quite
we got
yet.
Time, Sadie. Don't even worry.
Just, we'll do like one more song, maybe, and then just like chat. You
okay, anyways, we're gonna play this really quick. I know, we gotta get it in.
What are we playing?
Rabbit Hole, Ruby Waters.
Ooh.
We just favorite song.
I don't know how it got this bad. I just wanna kick it. I don't know why I hurt this bad. I just wanna quit it. Days go by faster and everything gets at the same time. Mask it with laughter.
We've come to our last 3 minutes.
Last 3 minutes.
This is really sad. Squeaking. This is just like, I'm like trying to. I know.
I don't know. Oh wait, I had so many things to say.
Okay.
First things first.
Follow us on Instagram, BrainDeadShow.
Sadie and I updates. Have officially started an Instagram.
They're growing the brand.
We'll release all of this, like the playlist, so that if you didn't catch it on the actual WMFO website,
you can always go back and check out the playlist. Also, another thing to follow up on that.
Yes.
Thinking about merch.
Just thinking about it.
And we're just going to throw that in there.
But, yeah. Just
food for thought.
Yeah, food for thought for all of our food fans for thought. Out there. And then...
Wait, I had more. I got nervous and I forget.
I know. There's just so many things to say. Any final words from Lucy and Weege?
Like, yeah. Guys, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you
for
coming.
I had so much fun.
This has been awesome.
Yeah, I feel like you guys always say, like, oh, the hour really, like, goes so fast. And then you don't really realize it until you're actually sitting in the scene. You're like, oh, my God, the hour goes so fast.
Fastest hour of my life.
Yeah. Fastest hour of my life.
Honestly, also, like, if you think about this as an hour, we could get through, like, anything.
Oh, no, totally. And we could get through anything. We do a lot of hard things.
All right. Nevertheless, she persisted.
Small but mighty.
We got through that hour. Whew, we made it.
Gosh.
We can do hard things. Tough. Okay, sorry. But yeah, we would like honestly love to have you guys back. This was super fun. You guys passed the pre. This was a test run, and you guys passed. This was a test, and you passed the vibes. And we would like to formally invite you back next week, 2 weeks from now.
We do have our next show in 2 weeks. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I said
every other Monday at 9 p.m.
Every other Monday, 9 p.m.
9 to 10.
Sadness.
But it's been like so fun. Thank you so much for tuning in to Braindead 91.5 FM
WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks, guys.
We'll take and you out with some jungle.
Yeah.
Ooh, we're jungle. Shout out, Enrique. This is for you.
Yeah.
Shout out, Enrique.
We love you all. Stay tuned. Follow us on Instagram.
And thanks, everyone, for listening. We
Thank
love you
so much. Mwah. Have a good night. Stay warm tomorrow.
Sleep well tonight, guys.
Yeah.
XOXO.
Literally sleep well.
And happy Valentine's Day.
And happy Valentine's Day.
Love
you all.
Get your apple peels.